Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, December 21st. Public health Gray Bruce says its COVID-19 vaccine clinics are currently fully booked, but it is planning to bring back its Hockey Hub mass immunization clinic soon. It says the demand for vaccines has significantly increased since the Government of Ontario's announcement that all Ontarians 18 and older can book an appointment for a booster shot as long as it's been 3 months since their last dose. Bruce Power has offered some central locations that public health is currently evaluating to see if they're suitable. The health unit says once the plans and locations are finalized, thousands of appointments will be available to residents who are eligible. They say their vaccine website is also being updated to reflect these changes. The health unit says booking in the mass immunization clinics will be available in the coming days as soon as the locations are finalized. Meanwhile, it says celebrations are important activities for mental and social well-being, but warns events and gatherings have the potential to increase the risk of COVID-19 transmission. The health unit says perhaps the most important thing to remember this holiday season is to stay home if you have symptoms or if you have symptomatic individuals at home, if you are a contact of a confirmed case, or if you are directed to stay home by public health. The director of Ontario's Special Investigations Unit, Joseph Martino, has found no reasonable grounds to believe two Hanover Police Service officers committed a criminal offence in connection with a fractured arm suffered by a man during his arrest back in August. Martino says on August 29th, police were called to an address on 7th Avenue after the man had reportedly broken into a flower shop. During a confrontation, an officer deployed his conducted energy weapon, or taser, at the man, resulting in his body locking up and him falling to the ground. The man was apprehended under the Mental Health Act and subsequently diagnosed with a fractured right arm. Martino has concluded the force used by the officers was legally justified as the man was brandishing a shovel and broken beer bottle at the time the stun gun was discharged. The SIU says the file has been closed. The SIU is an independent government agency that investigates the conduct of police that may have resulted in death, serious injury, sexual assault, or the discharge of a firearm at a person. The Roxy Theatre in Owen Sound will be reducing its capacity to 50% following the province's pandemic measures announcement last week. Executive Director Marcia Cunningham says these measures come 1 month after the reopening of the Roxy with the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime.
Like everyone, we're very frustrated and disappointed that this is where we find ourselves, but we completely understand and support the public health measures that are being put in place to keep everybody safe.
Going into the new year, Cunningham says she wouldn't be surprised if there were a couple of postponements of January shows. She says they had a Practically Hip performance and Epic Elton scheduled for January, which are both postponed. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 386 points to 20,924. The Dow Jones is up 560 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.44 U.S. cents, up 17 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $71.37, up $2.76 a barrel. In sports in the NHL, just one game appearing on the schedule that has not been postponed. Tampa Bay is due to play in Vegas at 10. After that, the NHL will be on pause until December 27th. The OHL Board of Governors met this morning. No official word yet, but a release is anticipating outlining how they will proceed. In the NFL, two games tonight. In the NFC West, the LA Rams are at home to Seattle. In the NFC East, the Philadelphia Eagles play host to Washington. Five games in the NBA. That includes Phoenix at the LA Lakers. Phoenix is looking to move into a first-place tie with the Golden State Warriors. There's always more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.